18.
I still can't believe you're here, Leia said as she applied a transdermal back-to-patch to a nasty abrasion above Han's right eyebrow. Han was seated at the vanity in Leia's elegant hotel room, with Leia leaning over him and C-3PO standing silently in the background. Omak and Bespacan had posted themselves at the door.
Where's your friend, Roa?
Han spoke through gritted teeth.
That's an excellent question, Leia. He got sucked into some sort of Yuuzhan Vong snake ship that latched onto the Jubilee wheel.
Leia placed her hands on his shoulders.
Oh, Han, no.
Maybe he's only been captured, Han vented, but that's even worse. He clenched his jaw and shook his head back and forth.
Did you two accomplish what you set out to do?
Leia asked guardedly. Han's eyes found hers in the vanity mirror.
The enemy interrupted us.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Leia averted her gaze and returned to smoothing the back-to-patch.
What will you do now?
Abruptly, Han stood up and paced away from the vanity, combing his hair back from his face with his fingers.
I don't know. Look for him, I guess.
Leia regarded him with disbelief.
Look for him? How do you intend to do that?
Han shook his head.
I don't know yet.
He glanced at Leia and scowled.
What do you expect me to do? Pretend it never happened?
Of course not. I only meant...
Han waved his hand at her.
Ah, how could I expect you to understand?
Leia folded her arms and squinted.
You think I don't know what it's like to lose a friend?
Han held up a hand.
I don't need you reminding me about Alderaan or Alegos Akla.
Leia's eyes flashed.
Have you completely lost your mind? How dare you say that?
Han met her gaze.
Careful, Leia, he advised. I'm not in the best mood.
Leia clutched her neck in elaborate concern.
And I certainly wouldn't want my name added to the list of people who have crossed the infamous Han Solo.
Han pivoted slightly to throw C-3PO a wry glance.
Great little fighter for her weight, don't you think, 3PO?
C-3PO stared at him.
Pardon me for asking, sir, but...
Are you coming back to Coruscant with us? Leia asked, planting her fists on her hips. Han shook his head.
It's like I told you. Roa and I were interrupted.
And you've no intention of telling me what this is about?
Han shrugged.
What happened to the man who preferred a straight fight to sneaking around?
Han's brow furrowed and his jaw dropped a bit.
Who's sneaking around?
She frowned in disappointment.
You've changed, Han.
What are you talking about? He protested. I'm the same as ever. Time-proof, weather-proof, rust-resistant.
You think so?
Leia took him by the shoulders and swung him around to face the mirror.
Take a good look.
Han fell silent for a moment.
That's not the years. It's the parsecs.
Leia exhaled wearily.
You can be so exasperating.
He snorted.
Yeah, I guess you wish you'd married some pro-zone ball player instead of a smuggler, huh?
Leia firmed her lips in anger.
That's not it at all.
She gestured to the window.
It's reckless of you to be roaming about out there. For all you know, the Yuuzhan Vong have some kind of dossier on you. There might even be a price on your head.
I'm not exactly roaming about, Leia.
Then tell me what you're doing.
Han started to say something, but stopped himself and began again.
I knew it would be a mistake to come here, he mumbled.
Leia stepped back in genuine dismay. Now she stopped Han when he started to speak.
You know what I think, Han?
I think that you should plot a course around Coruscant until you've worked this out.
I mean it.
Han nodded, tight-lipped.
Maybe you're right, Leia.
Maybe that's for the best.
She made no attempt to restrain him as he snatched his travel pack from the floor and let himself out. But no sooner did the door seal than she sank to the bed, as if stunned.
Well, that certainly wasn't in the plans,
she said flatly to C-3PO.
The plans, mistress?
She looked at him askance.
It's an expression, 3PO. I didn't really have any plans.
C-3PO appeared to slouch. Leia smiled in spite of herself.
Human thinking isn't all it's prized to be, 3PO. In fact, sometimes it's better not to know what's on someone else's mind.
Han placed his hand over the top of the squarish glass to prevent the four-armed bartender from refilling it.
"Alcohol isn't the answer," he said.
The Kodruji studied him from behind the counter.
"What's the question?"
"How do you change the past?"
"Simple. By changing the way you remember it."
"Yeah, I suppose I could get my memory wiped." The bartender nodded in understanding.
"Another whiskey, and you'd be well on your way."
Han ran his hand over his stubbled jaw, then shook his head.
"Till nowhere."
The bartender shrugged.
"Suit yourself, pal."
The bar at the Lady Fate Casino was almost empty, but the gaming tables were crowded with people celebrating their good fortune in escaping immolation. Perhaps the longest shot any odds maker had ever posted. Han figured he, too, would have been in a mood to revel if not for what had happened to Roa and Fosco. But what sense was there in dragging Leia down with him? She wasn't to blame for their disappearance any more than Anakin was responsible for Chewie's death. Perhaps any more than Rek Desh was. So maybe it was time to forget about searching for Roa or the so-called Peace Brigade and return to Coruscant, where he might even be able to engage in something constructive. He paid for the drink, tipped the Kodruji generously, and was headed for the exit when Big Bungie's Aqualish lieutenant intercepted him.
"I see you made it off the wheel in one piece," Han said with elaborate disappointment.
"Good to see you too, Solo. Boss B thought you might be found here."
"Tell Bungie I want to thank him for leaving us behind."
"He sends his apologies. In the haste of the moment, he completely forgot that he had guests."
Han's upper lip twitched. "I'll be sure to tell that to Roa and Fosco, assuming they survive whatever the Yuuzhan Vong have planned for them." The Aqualish nodded inscrutably.
"Perhaps this will help, Solo. The boss has learned that the human you were asking about, the one called Rek Desh, has an operation planned for Bilbringi."
Han's expression went from anger to wary interest. "What sort of operation?"
"Unknown, only that it involves the entire Peace Brigade."
"When?"
"Imminently."
"Bilbringi, you say?"
"That much is known."
Han pushed his hair from his forehead and loosed a slow exhale.
"Okay, tell Bungie thanks."
The Aqualish gestured farewell and moved off, and Han returned to the bar to think. Presumably, the Happy Dagger was still docked at the wheel, but there would be no way of knowing whether it had survived the attack without returning upside. The alternative was to find public transport to Bilbringi and nose around for clues as to what Rek was up to. Leia could probably pull the necessary strings to get him aboard his ship, but he couldn't ask her without coming clean. And he wasn't ready to risk that. Not yet, anyway. But C-3PO. C-3PO could arrange for his passage on a Bilbringi-bound vessel. As per Han's discreetly relayed request, C-3PO rendezvoused with him at the entrance to the Ord Mantell spaceport.
"Nothing better than a prompt droid," Han said, smiling.
"I must confess, Master Solo," C-3PO responded anxiously, "that I feel less than right about this, especially about mimicking Leia's voice to arrange for your passage."
"Come on, 3PO, you've done it before. You did it to fool Grand Admiral Thrawn's forces."
"That's not very reassuring, sir. What's more, that was a matter of protecting the princess from assassins. This is a matter of protecting you from..."
"I'm not quite sure what, Master Solo."
"I'm not asking you to lie, 3PO, Han said, dragging the final word out. "I'm only asking you to overlook. If Leia doesn't ask you about me, then there's no need for you to say where I've gone."
"But surely she will ask about you, sir."
"Okay,
but she might not ask directly if you have any idea where I went or where I am.
But, sir, what if she does?
Han considered it. If she does, you tell her. He regarded the droid for a moment. You'd have to, wouldn't you?
C-3PO grew jittery.
It's beyond logic.
Exactly, Han said. It's beyond logic. You know, sometimes people are better off not knowing certain things.
Sir?
Sometimes it's more painful to know the truth than not to know it.
C-3PO paid close attention.
Put that way, it doesn't sound so bad, he started to say, then made a flustered gesture.
But this matter of stretching the truth is as confusing as ceasing to be.
Han raised an eyebrow. Ceasing to be? What's a droid doing thinking about death? You can't die.
Perhaps not the way a human can, sir, but I can be deactivated. And what will become of my memories then? The memories of all I've accomplished and all I've been through.
Han stared at him. Did somebody loosen your motivator or something? If that's all you're worried about, we can download your memory to a data storage facility.
He narrowed his gaze with clear intent. In fact, I just might be willing to arrange for that, 3PO. Especially if you'll agree not to say anything to Leia about Bill Bringy.
C-3PO tipped his head to one side.
Immortality, 3PO, Han said enticingly.
But, sir, it'll be like having a clone on ice. Your mind winds up in a different body, but you don't even know you were gone.
Oh, I'm confident I could adjust to a new body, sir. After all, I am a mind more than I am a body.
That's the spirit, kid.
That's the spirit, C-3PO repeated excitedly, then came back to himself.
But, Master Solo, sir, about this ship on which you have passage, there's something you should know.
It's bound for Bill Bringy?
Yes, sir, but
then that's all that matters. Where's it leave from?
Tenders and boarding shuttles are scheduled to depart from Launch Bay 4061 at 1300 hours local time. But, sir, if you'd just give me a moment to explain.
No time, 3PO, Han said, glancing at a nearby time display. And thanks for everything. You won't regret this.
C-3PO raised both hands above his head in agitation.
But, sir, he called out as Han was hurrying off, it's the Queen of Empire, a jinxed vessel if ever there was one.